Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all was not ready for that.
I'm over here turned up and tuned in, baby.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Week by week, you know what I'm saying? We added some things, you know what I'm saying? What's up, everybody? It's your guys, D-Fly, with my real hot, fresh crew, Troy Weeks Music, Lolo, and that girl, Miss Asia. They're not, we're keeping it real hot, fresh. That's right. Every Sunday, 8 p.m., we now on the Blog Talk Radio during the COVID-19 pandemic that we are all in, but it's cool though. I guess what, we still keep it hot, real, and fresh. All right, so thank
this
you so much, everybody. For that we gonna tonight. Be... This is history, right? This is definitely
history.
We're all making history. We are going to be a part of history books. You know what I'm saying? We all used to sit in school, turn in history, you know, reading about the people of the old days, Lincoln and Abraham and all these people. But now we're part of history ourselves with this pandemic. So, but it's cool though. One thing I will say, I love how some people are really keeping their spirits up within the pandemic. So I do like to see that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see just people looking sad and out and down and about to go crazy. You know, so it's good to see people still kind of, you know what I'm saying, trying their best to, you know, look upbeat. So that's what's up. So welcome, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Welcome, my co-host. Good to see y'all. Well, not see y'all, but good to hear y'all.
Yes.
Y'all good.
Yeah,
all right.
We get in the hood. We staying safe because that's what we can. Quarantining.
That's what's up.
All right, everybody. What's happening? I miss my man. Oh, my God. I miss my man.
Girl, I miss A-Man. Are you kidding me?
No.
Humping bunnies can come out of this like humping bunnies. Everybody, we have sex with everybody.
Not humping. Yeah. Okay, exactly. You know what? Troy, you know what? It's so funny. When you said that, I don't know why this came to my mind, but like, when Troy said that, I just thought, you know what I'm saying? There won't be no more, like, no type of hetero, like, no heterosexual, homosexual.
No,
people
just
be doing anybody. You know what I'm saying? Just do whoever you think.
No, there have been reports that, heterosexual guys have been like, I don't believe heterosexual, but whatever. Heterosexual guys have been like cuddling up with their roommates just for like,
ooh,
you know, physical
hello
comfort. And I get that.
I
get that.
Uh-huh. I definitely believe it. I definitely think it. Yeah, I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? Listen, at the end of the day, a body is a body.
Okay. Now.
Wait a minute. A hole is a hole.
Well, a hole is not a hole, honey, because a house is not a home, honey.
All right, everybody, so listen, the number to tune in, to call in, to let us know anything, you know what I'm saying, let us know how you are doing in this pandemic, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, it only got to be about the pandemic. If you just want to call in and say what's up, get some shout-outs, we definitely welcome it. Call us at 914-205-5339. Once again, 914-205-5339. And just to let you know, that if you do want to log on to blogtalkradio.com/RHF, we have a virtual chat room that you can log into, and I can chat with you there. So, you know, so y'all got a lot of options. Y'all can call in. If you don't, you know what I'm saying, if you shy and sing, then hit us up in the chat room and with questions, comments, I'll definitely be able to read them live tonight. All right, so we're going to definitely go ahead and jump into the show. So we have a full show, a lot of great things. Got some Drunk Off the Juice coming up a little bit later. Got some In the Know by your boy Lolo. And, of course, y'all know I got y'all 10 ways. You know you get so. But let's go ahead and get into these topics right now. Okay? All right, so first topic tonight is, as y'all know, these travel companies, and I can definitely attest to this, which I will be giving my 2 5 and 3 cents in a few minutes. Should travel companies be held responsible to refund people who are not able to travel during the pandemic? Let me go ahead and say that one more time. Should travel companies be held responsible to refund people who are not able to travel during the pandemic? I'm going to start this off by saying that, and I'm not even trying, and honestly, I'm really not trying to, you know, to do them in, but the Megabus, right, you know what I'm saying, not even in a pandemic. On a regular day, Megabus has a very bad refund policy. Because, like, for example, you know, as y'all know, I'm in North Carolina right now. I live in New York, but I'm in North Carolina. But you know what I'm saying? Even whenever I was trying to get to North Carolina, I was trying to go via Megabus. So I had made a schedule to go. But now Megabus, not me, Megabus, they had canceled my trip. But I was going to go like 2:30 a.m. in the morning or something like that. You know, and just so they canceled it. But like, oh, okay, well we canceled it. So I called them and I'm like, okay, well you know, that's not going to work because I was going to take your bus to D.C. to get to Amtrak to North Carolina. And they're like, oh, well, you could take another bus. I said, well, your other bus, it won't get me to D.C. in time to catch my Amtrak train. They did not care. Even though they canceled my trip, they didn't care. They wasn't going to give me a refund. They said, well, all you could do is just, you know, reschedule. So I said, let me speak to the manager. No, it was no different. The manager did not care. I begged and pleaded my case. They didn't care. They said, well, listen, we're so sorry for your predicament. However, all you can do is just reschedule. So I didn't appreciate it, obviously. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? But I've also heard that a lot of other companies, like airlines and things, they don't think that they should be refunding people who can't travel because of this pandemic. So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, Asia?
Well, I was supposed to actually be leaving this week. Coming Friday to go to Puerto Rico. I was taking my sister away. It's going to be her 18th birthday this weekend. Whoop, whoop. Shout out to today, Kayla. Ow. But the airline straight up canceled the flight. And I didn't know that the airline canceled the flight until I went online to go ahead and see about rescheduling the flight. So even worse, they didn't get in contact with me about, you know, cancellation and what they're going to do about refunding. But I'm not concerned. It was $155, 2 people round trip tickets to and from Puerto Rico for 4 days. It's not bad. So it's not like I lost out on a lot of money. But, you know, as long as you maintain your receipts, as long as you do, I always do major purchases through my credit card company. So that way when I go to dispute it and say, listen, I didn't take the flight was canceled, and I try to gather as much information as possible, you have no leg to stand on as a business in terms of telling me I can't get my money back. And these businesses don't want to be, you know, they don't want negative bites on their record with these credit card companies because these credit card companies are how a lot of their patrons fund their excursions and their trips through them. So one hand washes the other and you're going to get your money back. Now, as far as the Megabus, oh, honey, no. I don't know what to tell you about that.
They will hang up on you. They will hang up on you. If you ask for the manager, they'll be like, sorry, the manager is not available. You don't know. Yeah.
If it was between the Megabus and the Chinese bus to go somewhere, I'm getting on the Chinese bus.
Cool. Exactly. They mean too.
But guess what? They running on time. They running around the clock.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They just want like $2 to $5 for a change of bus fare. I rode Philly to New York for $12 on Thanksgiving morning 1 year.
You better say it.
For $12.
Lola, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, First, I would like to say to Megabus, I'd like to speak to your manager because you promised me Wi-Fi and I did not have it the last time that I used Megabus. So I would like to speak to someone's supervisor if I can.
Come
That's
on,
number
Karen.
One. And number two, so I know some people that before this whole quarantine happened, they had plans to come to New York, actually. And I might have discussed this in the show like a month or so back when we were still in the studio. They were supposed to be here, I think, April 3rd or 4th for like a few days. And they were able to they got reimbursed with everything. Their hotel got reimbursed. Their flights got reimbursed. And this was actually – I think that they booked it like sometime at the end of – I think it was like booked around the end of February, beginning of March. So it was still when this was still all very sort of like – This is when we were in the phase of like, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, and we were all being like, you know, very obsessed with hand sanitizer. So this is before the whole pandemic actually happened. So they got reimbursed, and I have family who are going to Europe this summer, and they bought their tickets. And right now, I think it's like kind of pending. They're kind of waiting to see how it's going to go, because obviously, you know, in Europe and Italy, they're on quarantine and they've had a lot of deaths there and everything right now is just kind of pending. So my family always gets travel insurance. So I think, I mean, every situation is different. I mean, as far as like travel agencies reimbursing people or, you know, non-refunds, I think it depends on the situation. If you get travel insurance, I feel like, yeah, obviously they're going to, but, I don't know of anyone who's been in a situation where they didn't get a refund based on the circumstances. So I feel like going forward, I know for a fact that a lot of airlines are going to obviously lose business. And I'm sure I have a friend that went to Texas like 3 or 4 weeks ago to pick up her dog. And she said there was only two people on the flight. So, I mean, airlines are going to be losing a lot of business already. I mean, who wants to travel? Wherever you go, you're going to have to be on lockdown with the rest of the country. So, yeah, the people that I know, my family personally, they were very lucky and fortunate to get reimbursed. But I don't even think that they got the insurance. I think that they were actually able to get reimbursed without it. So they were actually very lucky. So, but I'm sure there are some people, like you guys are saying, that didn't have the best of luck. So I don't know. I think it just depends on where you're trying to go and when you booked your trip. That's what
that is. Troy, have you heard anything or do you have any personal experience with travel?
I've heard some bad stories of people not being able to get their money back. And also, too, I've just been telling everybody, if you are booking something, just book insurance with it so that either way it goes, that you still are safe at this point. Because clearly, if people are having bad situations, they're not getting their money back. If you have insurance with it, you at least know you'll get your money back. The people who've already booked it, it sucks they have to go through that battle right now of, you know, do I get my money back, do I don't? It kind of sucks. I feel like at the end of the day, they should at least get a credit for it and be able to use it at some point. I think that, if anything, you shouldn't lose your money completely. You should still be able to get a credit for it and use it. I think that's the issue. When you lose your money completely, or you bought it through Expedia, so what? You should still get credit for it, like, especially now. Everybody's dollars count. Every money you got is all you got. Like, so if this is all I have and I'm using my money to go somewhere and it doesn't happen, at least do something accommodating. I mean, unfortunately, back in the day, the hotels, they used to get you hotel vouchers and you stay in hotels and do all that. Things are different now.
Yeah.
Whenever you purchase a ticket to travel with any traveling entity, whether it be airline, train, bus, or what have you, you have to read the carrier's contract of passage, right? I might be wording it wrong, but in the contract it states, you know, when people are like, oh, why do I have to pay extra for bags? It states why you have to pay extra for bags. Oh, what will happen if it's canceled? It states what they consider a cancellation, what they consider a cancellation that they're held liable for paying for, and so on and so forth. So unfortunately, because the general public is uninformed about this particular contract that they're entering into by purchasing a ticket, they sometimes wind up getting screwed in the long end. And buying insurance doesn't always absolve you of not being held liable for having purchased a ticket through a bullshit-ass company. That's just what we're going to call it. You know, sometimes your insurances also have stipulations in their contract that unbeknownst to you, because you're just purchasing the insurance, you're not reading the entire contract of the purchase of insurance, you're still going to wind up being asked out. So now you paid $700 for your flight plus an additional $50 for insurance, and neither one of them are going to be covered by either the insurance or the airline because of whatever stipulations in the contract.
Okay, you better say that.
Yeah.
No. Wait a minute. All right, we go.
I'll be here every Sunday at 8 o'clock, guys.
On the reverse side of that, like the other side of the whole like non-refundable for travel arrangements, like I'm online right now, just like kind of playing around with different dates to see about going back home like in the summertime, because I was supposed to go to my cousin's wedding. It's really, 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 really cheap to book. For me to go back home in Detroit, which I'm not trying to go right now, but like now would be the best time to book if you do want to go somewhere in the future, like in the next, you know, obviously a few months from now, hoping everything kind of dies down, no pun intended, poor choice of words. So them flights are pretty cheap right now. I mean, I'm looking at round trips and I'm like under $100 to go back home to visit family, which ordinarily could be up to $200-$300 depending on when you book it. Because summertime is a peak time to travel anywhere. So that's also the other side of it, is like if you're looking to, you know, go somewhere for a reasonable price and you're on a budget, I would consider buying some flights for like maybe 3, 4, or 5 months from now, just to kind of have in your back pocket. Because if you think about it, even if it's non-refundable, if you're spending, we'll just say, I don't even know, $80 and under, let's just say round trip, that's not that much that you'd be losing if in the long run you get to save money versus when you would spend a lot more down the long run. So that's something else.
Very true. Cool. All right, so we definitely want to know, what do you all think? Are you having issues, you know what I'm saying, trying to get a refund from any, you know, flight, travel, or whatever, you know, that you did? Let us know at 914-205-5339. You definitely want to stick around because the show is just getting started. We have another great topic coming up next. Should men with more than 5 baby mamas be respected, or should they be shamed? And especially now, you know what I'm saying, everybody,
yeah,
you know, they shut in, they're having babies, they're making babies. We're going to talk about it next. And also, be sure to stick around because our very own Troy Weeks Music, he got a little something special for us coming up later in the show. You don't want to miss any of this. But right now, let's go ahead and show our girl, Miss Mariah Carey, some love with her song, It's a No-No.
Mad, no, not like before. Balls with your head now, further at the door. Legs in the grass, it's time to cut the lawn. Ashes and hands, aka I cut you off. No, you ain't gonna lie to my face no more. Hit me with a sorry, but I'm sorry. No, 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 no. Give me a Shapiro on the phone, get blue. You should've known that it's bigger than you. Never know what I already knew. After everything I already been through, I can't waste no time paying no attention to you. I said no, 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 no. I said no, 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 no. You can't go cold. You just don't know. Oh, irregardless of what transpired, you didn't even worthy of a slick reply. If I was the last woman alive, I would be like Ginger, you ain't gay like an eye. Really don't care, I'm in love with the island. Rockin' Gio, cause it goes with my diamonds. Got a pink gown, cause it's my alliance. I'll be on stage when the stadium lights up. You should've known that it's bigger than you. You'll never know what I already knew. After everything I already been through, I can't waste no time, pay no attention to you. I said no, 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 no.
You definitely keep it a real high impression of the best. I don't know about y'all, but you know what I'm saying? Mariah Carey is one of those artists that I'd be mad whenever her albums don't do the best. You know what I'm saying? Because I like Mariah. I don't
and she's
know.
An Aries, like, so she has, you know, slight hints of narcissism. So she doesn't care. She's going to continue to sing, honey. Yes. It'd be fabulous.
Baby girl needs to learn how to stop while she's ahead and just, she could, everything she's done up till now. No, because listen, I'll agree with one thing Wendy Williams says I agree with. No one wants to hear new music. Stick to the classics. If she wants to do residency in Vegas, fine. But no one wants to hear new music from an artist that's up until that point. It's like, we just want to hear just give me Honey and All I Want for Christmas and all the other goodies.
Honey.
The oldies but goodies.
<Mm-mm>. There's something better than Honey.
And then We Belong Together.
Okay,
I love We Belong Together. We Belong Together is a song. That's Mariah.
I feel like if she can keep up with what's going on in regards to, like, as an artist, as being an artist, I feel like if you can keep up with what's going on now and you feel like you got it, do it. If you have a flop or two and it's not working, okay, then sit your ass down and make some money some other way,
right.
To win, you know, the back end way. But I feel like I applaud her for trying, and it doesn't sound bad.
Right, exactly. I love Mariah. All right. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you listen love Mariah, too. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into the next topic. All right, so listen, as you all know, with this pandemic, you know, that's like everybody's – that's like the highlight of every conversation. Pandemic, a lot of people shut in, as y'all know. There's nothing to do but eat, watch TV, and let's talk about sex, baby. So as y'all know, a lot of people are definitely knocking the boot. So, you know what I'm saying? So there's, you know, one thing that, like, people said that's going to come out of this pandemic are a lot of babies and a lot of people who are crazy. Okay, but right now we're going to talk about the babies. So should men with more than 5 baby mamas be respected or shamed?
No.
Oh, okay. Know what? They shouldn't be shamed or
no.
They shouldn't be respected?
No.
What is your no to?
They should be, breathe in your nose, out your mouth.
Okay,
this is not about you. This is not about you.
Lisa, this is your trigger. Is this your trigger?
Right, calm down.
Super triggered. Okay, so I dated a guy, right? And it was just like casual dating, but semi-serious. And he had, I kid you no lie, by the time I stopped dating him, he had like 8 kids.
Wow.
And at least 6 babies' mamas.
You better get out of here.
Oh my God, that's insane.
So for me, that's a never held the fuck again no. Because one, you know, as a person with children, you already have to give your energy to the children. And as a person with, you know, my daughter's dad is still alive, very much in her life, I have to give my energy to him. So you're giving your energy to your kids. And you still have to give some of your energy to that person. And it may not be romantic energy, right? So look at this pandemic, for instance. You have to make sure that you are trying to be a mental pillar for your children to try to keep them sane and mentally sound and safe. And if the other person in that relationship has custody of your kid, you have to still be a shoulder and an ear for them because you want them mentally sound and of well-being so that way they can take care of your kids. So now you're putting yourself in a position to have to be mentally sound for 5 other women plus the woman you're with and your kids, right? That's not including if the woman you're with has kids. That's not including those other people in your family. And I think that sometimes men, especially in the African-American community, they put more on themselves than necessary, and they put themselves in an extremely mentally fragile state without reaching out for help. And that's a whole other topic.
And, you know, and then, like, for me, now, Lolo and Troy, I don't know how y'all feel, but, like, for me, like, whenever I hear – you know, guys with more than, like, actually more than, what, maybe 2 or 3 or baby mamas, you know, I start to look at the man crazy because, you know, I know the ideal thing is to be like, you know what I'm saying, he's a player, he's the man, you know what I'm saying, he got all these kids all over town, but you know what, but I look at more of the effect of it, you know what I'm saying. He's not the man. Because for one thing, most of them are not taking care of any of their children. You know what I'm saying? They're just spreading their seed all over town.
And then also too, now Asia, maybe you can change my mind. But I started to lose a little respect for the women. Like for example, as y'all know, before Wendy Williams went on quarantine, you know, she would always talk about the rapper Future. He has almost 8 baby mamas. My thing is, but how the way did he get to 8? Because like, to me, number 3 should have had her eyes open. Like, wait a minute, you got 2 other baby mamas.
But the sad part is, we all know from relationships, we don't know what those conversations are like inside of that private relationship.
Yeah, but for both know, parties. I mean,
but for both
okay,
parties.
Well, but he got 8 baby mamas. I mean, somewhere. I thought the woman got to be like, okay, wait a minute now. I ain't
well,
trying to be number 9.
Now, being a father, being someone who's a
go ahead, Troy. Go ahead, Troy.
Baby daddy and baby mama. I don't use baby dad, baby mama because I just don't like that. To me, that's like disrespectful. Like I'm someone's father. That's my daughter's mom. I'm her father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it. Because I'm gonna start with that respect. I give you that respect. Respect me. Don't call me no baby daddy. One, I don't think anybody should be shamed, regardless, because I feel like in life we already have enough of shaming. What I feel like should happen is this: if he takes care of his kids and he's a good father, then you know we should give him more support as a man. Issue is that we don't get the support we need when we are doing the right thing. But two, if he's not doing what he needs to do, what needs to happen is not shaming, but there needs to be some responsibility. Hey, you're going on dates with these men. You still having sex with these men, so you still it's okay to. So you got to start setting the standard as women. I think saying, hey, you got 5 baby mamas. Well, how's it going? How's your relationship with them? How's your relationship with your kids? Are you taking care of your kids? If you ask these kind of questions and putting that pressure on men to have a responsibility for what they're doing, then they'll be more responsible. But they don't have a responsibility right now. So that's why I was like, oh well, because girls are here trying to trap dudes and do all this craziness, and they want to turn it around when she becomes a baby mama. No, don't do that. It's not
well,
cool.
I will say this. The guy I dated, I gave him nothing but the utmost respect because if he made a dollar, he split it with his kids before he even ate. You know what I'm saying? If he... Whatever he had, they had first. They
that's
had first.
And
I would if I cooked dinner, I made sure I made enough dinner, packed him a little lunch because he worked overnight, and he go on his way. Now, in hindsight, I don't know if I'd do that again because there were things about that relationship that scarred me to that effect. But I say this to say, like you said, if you're doing what you're supposed to do as a parent, I can do nothing but respect you. But in terms of being in a private relationship, what we talk about amongst ourselves in our relationship, I can't speak to the fact that that's what is going to either keep me or make me have kids with you. You know what I mean? Yeah, you got 8 kids, but you telling me you love me, you showing me all of the things that I require you to show me to say that you love me. So here we are, and now we're going to have a kid, and it just doesn't work out like that because people want to have kids with people because of the look, right? And you don't realize that people have different parenting styles, different parenting skills until it's too late, which means that the child is already here, and now you have to find these things out.
Right. So it's important to, you know, as I'm saying, it's important to ask these questions and put these responsibilities on them so that they can then in turn start processing them. Because I think how could you want think about it? As a parent yourself, you know what kind of love it takes to a requirement it takes to be a parent and love a kid. So if you got 8 of them, how are you gonna love all 8 of your kids and love me too? You know what I'm saying? The way I need to be loved. That's a choice that you're gonna make to be with them and understand and know you're gonna be losing out somehow. You're going to have to be super stepmom and make sure he's loving those kids because that's where you're going to get the love you need because he's already got to give it up to his kids. So it's a lot. Like, you got to think about this thing before you go on a date. When you ask these questions so that we can put the responsibility on them instead of shaming them. That's all I'm saying.
That's
all
right. I want to be his cousin. It's okay.
Yeah, see?
Lolo, did you have anything to add?
Okay, first of all, DMX has 15 kids. Did everyone know that? You know what? Okay, see what I'm saying? Look, now, Troy, I know you said don't judge, but it's hard not to.
No, I'm not judging. I just, so if a person has several kids, there's several different, I personally, like, I went out with someone for, like, only a few months. He has, like, 4 kids, but he's also Mormon. He also has one baby,
my
number one. So I would never.
How many baby mamas you got?
No,
just
one. He's one. So it's not.
Very
I
good.
Me personally, I couldn't. I don't think for who I am as a person, this is a Lolo thing. I don't want to date someone with kids because I want to be your number one, and your kids should always be your number one. So if you have kids, I'm always gonna be number 2 or number 3. So I also don't want to deal with someone's, like, baby mama drama. Like, yeah, it's cute in like a song lyric, but like that's, I don't want to deal with that in real life. Like, who wants to deal with that? I'm sorry, but like me as a person, this is a Lolo thing. I can't, there's not enough Adderall in the world for me to have enough like attention to be able to deal with someone who's got to deal with all that, like different mothers. And that's like all, I can't, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, no,
but that's what I said. You
got
to have the emotional bandwidth to have to deal with the person you're dealing with, deal with the parent of your kid. Like, that's a lot.
Right. And it's also about,
they
also, what?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, if you, I would never shame anyone. I mean, I don't care how many kids you have or don't, like, or baby mothers you have. Like, that has nothing to do with me. However many kids you have, baby mamas you have, whatever. Like, that has nothing to do with Lolo, right? Like, I'm not going to have to support those kids. Like, I don't have to deal with those kids' issues. Like, that's not so... Like, you do, you boo-boo, I would never want to, I would never want to date someone who's got, kids in general, because I just want something new for myself. That's it.
But no, but listen, okay, but listen, but, okay, now, let me clarify what I was saying. So, like, for example, somebody like Troy Weeks Music, I don't shame Troy Weeks. Troy is a good dad. You know, he's not a baby dad, you know, like, just like Troy said. He's not a baby daddy. But somebody like Future, where it's like, you know what I'm saying, after the third or fourth time, okay, you know what I'm saying, you got kids. And
we need to take Future off the table.
Okay. Fine. Forget a celebrity. But dudes do that in a regular life. Here's what I don't respect. I don't respect if you out here having – you know, all these children, like it's, you know what I'm saying, like it's for sport. You got all these baby mamas. You're not taking care of your children. That's what I don't respect. Now, if DMX has 20 kids by one woman and he's taking care of them, I respect that. But I don't respect someone who's out here just dropping their seed in different women and then, like,
dropping their seed the whole,
Well, just to be clear, so – I think there needs to be a distinction also. So Future, I don't know however many baby mamas he has, but you guys keep talking about him. He's also worth $50 million. So he can afford to support these kids. So,
but
if you're not a Future.
Yeah, but is he? Just because you got $50 million, that don't mean that you're taking care of your kids.
Right.
So the reason why I want to take Future off the table is because some of these women have had children with him. Right, with the exception of the ones that maybe had children with him before, and Ciara, who has her own money, for the financial gain, for the status of it all. Because guess what? It's cheaper to tax my baby daddy for child support and have a nanny raise my kid, and I take the extra money and I go live this extravagant lifestyle. So we're going to take him off the table. We're going to talk about Joe Blow, who works like maybe at the Costco factory or something. Because
you can't equate
how people are sitting here trying to have a bunch of kids with him because his financial status. This is what people do. You have gold diggers every day that are trying to have a baby by just a plain ass doctor.
That's true. but that's what I said earlier, that I don't respect the women too. You know what I'm saying? Because like if you're a woman and like you know the situation that like, you're putting yourself in, you lost my respect too. So now listen, y'all may say y'all don't judge. That's fine. But guess what? I'm gonna look at you crazy. Okay, how many baby daddies you got? How many baby mamas you got? Yeah, I'm going to look at you real crazy. Y'all can talk about me next year. Don't talk about me today because I'm going to look at you crazy.
Listen, the responsibility, like I said, you have the responsibility to the people that are out here going on dates with these people. You going on dates with people, you have the responsibility. You ask those questions so they can feel, they can know the responsibility is real. Like, I'm expecting you to withhold your responsibility if you're going to be out here dating me or whoever the hell you're going to date. I'm still expecting.
Yeah.
If they hear enough, it's going to be enough. Like, oh, you know what? People are paying attention. Let me do what I need to do. That's all.
And, you know, just to end this real quick. Also, like, for me, it's a little personal. So, like, my sister, I mean, well, she has, well, I hate to say it, a baby daddy. But, you know, so I love my nephew. And, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I look at him, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a happy kid. But it's nothing because of anything that his daddy did. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't like, you know what I'm saying, just out here having children. But the daddies, you know what I'm saying, the daddies have all these kids now. Yeah, they're missing. And he has a lot of kids.
not to her business, but ask, it's his business. But yeah, her baby daddy, my sister's baby daddy, has a lot of kids, and he's not doing anything. He's almost 50 years old, got all these kids, and the end is, one time he was in jail with like one of his oldest sons, and like they're giving him a pound. True story. Facts. Okay.
Yeah. At least they get bond though.
Really? In prison? Okay. We're gonna
move
on.
They could get like matching father and son tattoos in prison, or like matching teardrops. I don't know. Is that a thing?
I'm done. Time to move on. Okay, listen, everybody. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to move on. And let's get drunk off the juice with Mr. Troy Weeks. Listen, I'm about to pour me some wine. Y'all ready? Here I go.
Ooh. Hey. Y'all getting fancy with the sound of that.
Oh, my God. Okay, enough already.
Okay.
Jesus.
Listen, I got me a full cup for this juice. Troy Weeks, hit us off.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you got your cup. That's your cup's not too full already. So hopefully you got enough room. This is Dr. Dr. Jace, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Troy Weeks. Uh-huh. Let's get right to it. So first on the list today is this. Sad news for Sir Crosby. Bill Crosby won't get out of prison early despite coronavirus fear, stating state trying to execute him, his reps say. Bill Crosby won't leave incarceration anytime soon despite concerns that he could be susceptible to the coronavirus in prison. Because he's a sex offender, Crosby is not eligible for a reprieve by the governor of Pennsylvania Department of Corrections. Spokeswoman Susan McNulty told USA Today. I have a list, so sometimes the P's and the F's are hard. Sorry. He's probably serving a 3-to-10-year sentence in the state prison in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia, after being convicted in 2018, of course, for drugging and sexual assault in Temple University and Portland in 2004. As a result of the pandemic, inmates across the country have been released early or sent to home confinement, especially those who are elderly and chronically ill. On April 10th, the Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf authorized a temporary reprieve for vulnerable and nonviolent prisoners at or close to their release dates. There are 1,500 to 1,800 inmates that are eligible for that. Unfortunately, Crosby is not. Crosby's representatives were surprised to learn that the star will be excluded. Crosby, who takes medication for high blood pressure, doesn't have the ability to social distance himself because of the 100% vision loss. The idea of Crosby doesn't fit the criteria for the previous absurd and un-American, one of his reps said. His reps also said to amend his execution order and grant him compassionary relief based on his current medical status. He wasn't given a life or death sentence, but we feel that the state of Pennsylvania is trying to execute Mr. Crosby by exposing him to the virus. Sorry to hear this, Mr. Crosby. Well, when you're a sex offender, that's what happens. I'm sorry, you just can't. He said he's a sex offender and he's blind.
Troy, let me just go ahead and I'll fit my tea right quick. Fine. Okay.
Good. Oh,
you having too much fun over there with them little push buttons.
Okay.
Okay, what's next?
What's next? Okay, cool. I like this. So number two on the list. So we have a little action from the Beehive during this time. Beyonce speaks out on Corona, while the other Blue Ivy shares a billboard here in Washington, PSA. Don't do that. It's the truth. She haven't been heard from them. During Saturday's Somebody Feel One World Together at Home concert, organized Lady Gaga to raise money for the global COVID-19 response, Beyonce made a surprise appearance and used her airtime to spread an important message. This is what it said. What the B said. Miss Beehive. Girl, stop. I'll pick it up. Black Americans disappropriately belong to these essential parts of the workforce that do not have the luxury of working from home. The singer said to the millions tuning in. And African-American communities are at large have been severely affected in this crisis. Those with pre-existing conditions are at even higher risk. The virus is killing black people at an alarmingly high rate in America. She shared some statistics. She says, a recent report from her home city of Houston shows that a COVID-19 death within Houston city limits, 50% of total fatality cases are African-American. She said, please protect yourselves. We are a family, and we need you. We need your voices and your abilities and strengths all over this world. I know it's very hard. Please be patient. Stay encouraged, keep the faith, stay positive, and continue to pray for our heroes. Her words echo preliminary information that shows African Americans are dying at a disproportionate rate. Beyonce and Jay-Z, their daughter Blue Ivy, also contributed to the COVID-19 awareness effects by filming a PSA about why hand washing the hands, or her grandmother Tina Knowles posted to her Instagram with the caption, "My brilliant granddaughter Blue did this experiment to show you how washing your hands fights the virus." She was actually pretty clever in how she did it. So in the video, the 8-year-old just demonstrates how effective soap is at getting the virus off your hands by dipping soap-filled hands in a bowl of pepper. If you put it in there, the pepper stains the virus and they'll separate from it. In water, demonstrating how the pepper reacts in the soap. This is why it's very important to wash your hands, she says. And in the video, which does not feature her face, she closed the video with, "Peace out. I hope you guys are staying safe. Wash your hands and wash your hands extra. And please stay
watch
home.
Your
love
friend,
you. Bye." Fran. They make it in a family affair. You got to love the Carters. So that's our number two on our list today.
Wow.
And last but not least, real fast and real quick to the end this, you know I got to give you a World Star Story of the Week. So World Star Story of the Week, stimulus checks, and there was one without. So this fool girl decides to go on live after cashing
I'm gonna go get a receipt. I'll be right back.
After cashing in her whole $1,200 check at the bank, right? So she's showboating and dancing. She got the car window down. She got
me
the
and my
car window down. A dude passes by, snatches the money, runs off. Buy stimulus
Gold
money
pain.
And buy Felicia for doing that anyway.
He grabbed that with both hands.
Both hands, all of it. He wanted to make sure he didn't leave.
Both hands.
I got a little
tea juice support situation. Remember how the game had lost his lawsuit and was supposed to pay that woman $7 million? Well, she's been having a hard time collecting her coin, and now the judge has ordered that the game's new album and his record label be turned over to her and all royalties from the album.
Oh wow!
And proceeds that he would receive from any shows. That yes, honey, mama collecting her coin one way or another. Come hella high water, I ain't mad at her.
She's not playing with him. Don't play with
yeah.
it. Hey, that's the facts. It's right there. Well, that is drunk off the juice. Thank you for that little bit of juice on the end. I hope your cups is full, because you know we out here and we doing what we do best, and that's how we do it, y'all. Stay tuned for more show, because we ain't going nowhere. We right here each and every Sunday.
I'm going to drink my juice right quick, okay?
Oh, he's still Z-Fly still drunk, y'all.
Y'all miss me. All right, everybody, listen, stick around. We have more great topics coming up. Also, remember, we got In the Know coming up by your boy Lolo. And Troy Weeks Music, he's teasing us. He got a surprise for us. Y'all don't want to miss it.
Ooh.
He's keeping it real hot and fresh with the best. Let's get into some Drake with that Tootsie Slide. Hey.
Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite shit. Nike crossbody, got a piece in it. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street shit. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey. Don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could get you the passion. It's a thriller in a track. Where we from? Baby, don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could get you satisfaction. And you know we out here every day with it. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey. 2,000 shorties wanna tie the knot, hey, yeah. 200 shooters on my brother's block, oh, yeah. Pedal off a rose like I love or not, maybe not. I don't know what's wrong with me, I can't stop, oh, yeah. Won't stop, got so many ops, I be mistaken, ops for other ops. Got so many people that I love out of trouble spots. Other than the family, I gotta see the you or me. That's just how I think, it's either you or me. This life got too deep for you, baby. Two or three of us about to creep where they staying. Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite shit. Nike crossbody got a piece in it. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street shit. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide, left foot up, right foot
what?
Slide. Basically, okay. I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Can't let this one slide.
Troy, let me tell you how out of date I am. Let me just say, I don't hardly watch music
what?
Anymore, so this two-seat slide, I don't know how to do it, but I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah. I just saw it today for the first time.
Now, one thing I will say is, you know, even if you try to, even if you really try your hardest, it's really hard to hate Drake. It's really hard to hate him. Like, his music is really, I mean, I'm just saying. Y'all should disagree.
I posted a really cute quote from him the other day. I hope women are not, for me, I just hope women are not settling for any old thing because it's quarantine time. I'd rather my double A's any day than heartache. I really would.
Okay. I definitely got to learn that Tootsie slide. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. We thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, once again, if you do log into blogtalkradio.com/RHF, as in fresh, then you'll be able to chat with us virtually if you don't want to call in at 914-205-5339. We're back with much great topics and talk and great music up and coming by your boy Troy Weeks Music. He got a little surprise for us. I'm waiting for it. All right. So let's go ahead and get it. I'll jump into this next topic now. I really thought this next topic, me and Lolo and probably Asia, we're going to be fussing. But that's okay because, you know what I'm saying? I love a good debate. Next topic. During this time of COVID-19, should churches be considered an essential institution that should remain open? Okay? As y'all know, the governors all across the country have said that essential businesses should stay open. Now, our question is, should the church be considered an essential industry or institution? Okay, let's start with Lolo. What are your thoughts?
Hi. I was actually just talking about this the other day with some people, and for me, I don't think that any institution, any establishment that is a risk factor for this virus to spread is essential. So, no. I think that if you are spiritual and, you know, whoever you believe in, whatever you pray to, whatever, that person is with you everywhere. So you could do that from your own home, light a candle, dim your lights, and pray to whoever you need to pray to. And that's my 2 cents.
Okay.
And I mean, that's it. That's my 2 cents. I have nothing else to say on the matter. I don't think it's essential. Not to take away what you believe in and what's important to you, but that you will not die if you do not go to church. You could, light a candle from your house, you know, go get a bodega candle at the corner, safely wear a mask, and that's it. No, stay your ass home. Don't like, and most of the people that go to church, I'm sure there's a lot of elder people that go to church. So think about what we're saying now. If we're saying, oh, that's essential, people should be allowed to go out and pray and go to church. A lot of people are older people. So again, young people who have this virus, I'm sure most likely you'll be fine. You'll pull through. That's not what the issue is. The issue is that you could spread it to people who are older. So if you go to church to pray to your Lord, whoever your Savior is, don't be selfish. That's it. I'm going to eat my three pieces and I'm out.
Okay. You go ahead. And then I'm going to re up. Troy, what are your thoughts?
I'm very so it's, you might make Lola a little bit mad. No, but I don't agree with is like mass meetings. Like it shouldn't be groups of people hanging out doing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's the issue, is that mass people hanging out being in one place with the issues. I feel like if there was, it was regulated in a sense of this. And the reason why I say that, someone who is spiritual, someone who does go to church, I have been feeling like, oh my God, I just want to go, you know, get that one hit and go home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that's how I feel with Jesus. I'm a crack kid for Jesus. I know that, but I've been like preaching and telling people the church is not the building, the church is in you. So you don't need to go to church. Do you need to go to the church building? No. But I do believe that it is essential in the sense of now with all the people that are dying and all the deaths that are happening. And the reason why it should be essential in the sense of that, meaning like the church itself should still function in the sense of someone needs a pastor to come pray because this is going on, that going on. The reason why I said it is because real life, my aunt passed away the week before last. Okay. Secondly, her funeral was Thursday. There was no pastor, no preacher, no nothing that can come clearly because of this situation. Nobody wants to come. So I was the officiant. I was the soloist. I sang a couple songs. I was the pastor. I preached and I did all the prayers. It's live on Facebook. If you want to go check it out, it's on my aunt's Facebook and it's on my Facebook too. Wow. Like I had to do all of this for my aunt's funeral because no one would come and do it. And so I feel it's a lot going on, and people need that closure. They need that one sense of godliness to feel that. So I'm not saying that the church should be open every Sunday. People need to go and pray. No, I feel like it could do a couple hours a week where it has certain hours regulated that people want to go in. They'll have maybe maybe it's not a regular church service. They just have a pastor give a word, the same word four times, and people can go if they want, stay 6 feet from each other, and not make it something crazy. But if you want to go. You know, something like, if they figured out a way to do it, yeah. But I feel like it is essential and that people should be able to have a pastor come and pray, you know, for their, you know, in the hospital to go send your pastor to go, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, mm-hmm. if the church makes money, they should be able to donate a couple dollars to put a PPE suit on and go pray.
Question. So there are no hospital chaplains working?
I wasn't at a hospital. It was at a funeral home.
No. I'm just saying, I know you just said that they need to buy PPE, but I get that. Okay, no, that was just a separate question. I understood what you were saying about your aunt and your situation and everything like that.
Yeah, a lot of people still, like some funeral homes aren't having funerals. They're just like, you know, people need closure either way it goes, you know, and if they have money and they want to have a little money, they want to have a little service, you know, you should be able to do it.
I just had
a
childhood friend of mine pass away, and they had a service for her. I didn't go, you know, for obvious reasons. I have to be considerate of the fact that I have an autoimmune compromised elderly person living in my home, and it's my responsibility to make sure that I am conscious of the fact that going outside, even to just go to the store, could kill my grandmother. I hope it doesn't,
I understand what you're saying. You definitely got it. And that's the first thing. Safety first, and you got to think about that. And that's my main concern. If you live at home with elderly people and things like that, you need to be cautious of those things. But if someone wants to go to confession or just go and sit in the box and talk, and just spraying the box down every now and again or whatever the case may be, I feel like that shouldn't be a problem. I'm actually going to be ordained a minister after this. I'm working on it right now with my family and my heart. We got some things in the works for me to become.
I got ordained last month.
I know you told me. And so her and I was doing things because, you know, I've always had this sort of calling on my life, and it's always been a part of me, but I never thought about this. But now doing this with my aunt and thinking about how I was able to do it all and, you know, make it happen and have my family that closure, I'm feeling like, hey, you know, if this is what I can do now during this pandemic, you never know. So to God be the glory.
That's a wonderful
I'm sorry
way.
By the way,
Asia, I don't know if you have any go ahead
91 and you know, It really is different. Well, her and her home attendant passed same day in the hospital together. And they both passed from this COVID ridiculousness that we have going on. And it's unfortunate. At 99, thankfully, she's lived a long life. So, you know, but what about families who are not very close and that times like this is what brings them together? They're not able to do that. They're not able to hear a word of comfort or give their final respects because this fear itself is keeping us from fellowshipping amongst each other, and not even just in the spiritual sense. Like, we, as a crew, we can't even get together and do our monthly meetings, and that's our fellowship amongst ourselves to talk about our creative direction and just to get out what we may want to get out in terms of ourselves professionally. It is really making it hard for people to connect. And I don't like using the term social distancing because everybody is still socially active on all platforms of social media. There's still telephone, there's still TV. We are physically distancing ourselves, but we are still very much socially involved. And it's just, I don't know. I'm not a I have to go to church kind of person. I wake up, I meditate, I pray, I burn my candles and incense, and I talk to Buddha and everybody else because I don't believe in just one particular entity. But it just makes it hard to try to continue to do these things.
Right. And just to jump in, so one thing I wanted to say, because I actually heard this recently, and here's my opinion. My opinion is I feel like a church is it should be an essential industry or company or whatever. Because for one thing, I feel like this, you know, just like Troy said, at times like this, you know, even though people may not believe in God, but guess what? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like for example, let's say I say, oh, well, I don't believe the sky is blue. But that don't mean it's true. You know what I'm saying? So just because you don't believe in God, that doesn't mean that he's not real. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like if like businesses, like, a Walmart, like restaurants, like you know what I'm saying? If they stay open, because like my thing is, if it was really that, I mean, now, okay, it is serious, okay? It is serious. It's very serious. But what I'm saying is, if it was serious, serious, serious to the 100 power, they will say, you know what, we can't even shop at stores. If y'all want something, order online. Everybody stay at home and order online. So if they allow you to go to restaurants still, you know what I'm saying, to like order drive through or whatever, go on Walmart and Target, then people should be able to go to the church. You know, because like my thing is this right here. You got to remember, everybody is on the same level. Some people, yes, you can sit at home and pray, and you can sit at home and watch the preachers on TV. You could do that. But for some people, they need more than that. You know, for some people, getting together every Sunday or Wednesday, that fellowship, it means the world to them. So now if you take it away,
some people, that's all they have.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I was just going to say, I agree. I mean, I wasn't trying to make that light about, like, it's essential as far as, like, it's important and imperative, like, for some people to keep up with their faith and to go to church as, like, part of their regular routine. What I'm saying is, and I understand all of your points about, like, you know, fast food, restaurants, takeout, da-da-da, but I feel like at the end of the day, like, you know, those are businesses that are trying to stay up and running and, you know, they are feeding people. I just think that that's a slippery slope because, again, like, the whole thing with, like, the Walmart or certain stores, where does that draw the line? Because you're saying church.
But see, I'll tell you what. Okay, listen. Think about it. You just say, okay, Walmart and all these stores, they need to stay open for business. Okay, but then at the end of the day, they won't be getting business. I mean, to me, spiritual is higher than you trying to make money for your family. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole, you know, like, my whole thing is the whole world is under attack. You can't, you know what I'm saying? People can't just depend on the president and the governors and the government because they're people too. They can die tomorrow. You need something higher. See, you know what I'm saying? So like, my thing is, people just can't say, okay, well, the governor said is, okay, the governor said, but how about what did God say? You know what I'm saying? You work with the governor, he could be shot tomorrow, and then who are you going to listen to? So that's why people still need that.
Go ahead.
My reservation comes in with the churches that really do not like help the people of their community, for the homeless people who are looking for some place to kind of go and shelter in place because being outside is just as dangerous. You know, what about the people that without this COVID, the community doesn't help to try to make sure that there's school lunches or after school programs for the children, and they have the means to do so. Remember what happened? Something happened and Joel Osteen said, there was a flood and Joel Osteen said the people couldn't come and stay in his church.
That's
why?
True.
You're a mega church that is receiving millions and millions of dollars, not even just from your parishioners, but government grants and funding. And you're telling me that the church, a place of safety and sanctuary, is not some place that you're going to allow people to come and be for their safety and be for their mental sanctuary because their home is now gone.
Right, but now remember, that's one entity. You know what I'm saying? That's him. I don't know what his reasons for. You know what I'm saying? But like, we can't blame all the spiritual or religious entities off of Joel Osteen. That's what he did.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? He could. Right.
He could have did more, but he chose not to. So you know what I'm saying? I guess my thing is, listen, if Walmart and all these other stores is going to stay open, then yes, churches should stay open. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Churches should still do, you know, social distancing, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe so many people come in or whatever it may be. I don't know. Do it however. But you know what I'm saying? My thing is if like a Walmart is open, then a church should stay open. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who are religious, who are spiritual, who you know what I'm saying, who do believe. And at a time like this, they really need to be, you know what I'm saying, fellowshipping. That's my thing.
Well, first of all, I just want to say I wasn't referring to Walmart as a business. I was referring to like restaurants and more smaller independent places. But Walmart can burn to the ground, and I wouldn't shed a tear. I can give two fine whatever's.
About I would.
Walmart.
I would.
No, I would.
Okay. We get it. I digress. But what I'm saying is, if you want to go to church, I mean, it's, at the end of the day, it's at your own risk. Like, I don't think that people that go to Walmart, any of these stores, it should be done responsibly. Like, they let 10 people in at a time. Like, they're
right,
paid,
yeah.
6 feet apart. So if you can congregate and pray, well, first of all, can't you get your prayer to go? The same way, like, you can get your tacos to go. Get your prayer to, like, your Kino say prayer.
That's
and,
what I said.
And bye, Felicia.
The thing that I know tacos are so good right now.
Right. What I'm saying is that the thing with the praying at church is that it's a very social. I mean, you don't just go there and just, you know, do one thing and go. It's like you're there with people to congregate, to socialize. So I think that that's why, for me, it's a slippery slope because, again, if a lot of people that tend to go to church, you know, a lot of elders do go to church. I'm not saying only older people go, but, you know, a lot of elders, grandmothers, grandfathers, et cetera, they're the ones who are at risk. I mean, the younger people, like, yeah, if any of us had the virus, I'm sure we would be fine. Anyone who's healthy. Okay, let me just finish this because I'm gonna spiral.
I love you, Lolo. I love you.
So here's the deal: if you guys are willing to put your grandparents at risk for the sake of lighting your candle, then put your grandparents on the front line. But I'm not willing to put anyone that I know who's older at risk for the sake of praying because that's important. I know a lot of people in my life who pray and who go to church, and that's important for them. I've actually known people in my family. Extended family who've lost people to the virus and not related to the virus. So it's unfortunate because people basically have to do either like a virtual funeral or some sort of no funeral at all, and then they have to wait until this thing is over with. So I look at it like this. I want this thing to be over with. I want this quarantine to be done. I want this virus to be contained and controlled so we can all go back to our lives. So one more thing that's open is gonna just it's just why start now? I mean, tomorrow will be week 6 of quarantine. I just feel like we're so close to kind of being done with this thing. We're already gonna be extended until May 15. I just don't want to like do anything to jinx this, you know what I mean? Like for us to have to start over again, like I feel like people are starting to talk to me. I'm starting to talk to people that aren't even there now.
But listen. Okay, listen. I'm gonna say this, and then we're gonna move on. Cause like So my thing is this: May 15 is down close, but it's still somewhat a little less than a month away. So you know, like people who really been doing things for a long time, it's hard for them. So my thing is this right here. Listen, everybody, just continue to be safe. You know, if your churches are closed, you can't go no way. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to them online. Do what you can. But, I mean, my opinion, I feel like churches should be essential because, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, a lot of people around the world are religious or spiritual. Maybe everybody is not, but a lot of people are. So I feel like it should be essential. Okay. So we're going to move on from that. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get into the surprise tonight with Troy Weeks. Troy, set us up. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be in your homes each and every day of the week, you know, doing what Hey Friend does best. You guys have been paying attention and following Hey Friend. You know, there's a part of me that's motivational and inspiring that makes these videos. I started making them for myself, and then it just started taking a trend onto the world, and everyone started loving it. And so I'm looking to expand the brand and take it to the next level and being in your homes every single day with Hey Friend, you know, waking you up, doing what I do best. So without further ado, this is our first installation of what I'm working on in the project, my Hey Friend project for Wake Up America. You know, it's not called Wake Up America, but, you know, I forgot the name. But, you know, to wake people up in America, to wake people up all over the world, actually. So play that when you're ready. Turn it out.
Here we go. It's called Hey Friend.
Hey Friend. You hear my voice, so you know what that means. It's time to wake on up, wake on up, wake on up. Hey Friend, it's Monday. It's Monday, the first day of the work week. I know, you don't want to get up, but you know it's time to get up. So let's get to it. Oh, let's go. Wake up, friend. It's Monday.
Okay, so now you got now listen, Troy, you try to wake people up every morning. Now, what was your motivation behind it? You know what I'm saying? Because like, as you know, some people are lazy. They sleep they sleep till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So like, what was your motivation to kind of wake people up and do what? Tell us about it. Uh oh, hello.
No, no,
oh, sorry.
Friend.
Yes, I'm sorry. It was me. That was me.
What happened, Brian?
Oh.
I was on my end.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm talking, and I'm like, why you guys aren't hearing me? it was for more so for me. Being an artist, I mostly work for myself, so I do like gigs here and there outside of performing. So I had a gig one time that was permanent, and I had to be up every day like 6 a.m. So I'm like, oh, it's so early. But I'm a morning person, so I was like, you know what? I just had an idea to make this video for myself. Like, hey, friends, time to get up. You know what I'm saying? Like, being annoying. It was supposed to be like annoying and positive at the same time. And the next thing you know, I just kept doing it and kept doing it. And every week, people were like stopping me in the street, like, hey, friend. Or oh, don't stop me. Don't stop singing. We're safer. It's Monday. Wake up, friend. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And so I had an idea to, because I'm an artist and I'm getting into syncing and publishing and copyrights and all that stuff with my new manager, I'm like, you know what? I want to be able to take Hey Friend to the next level and, you know, make it an alarm. So basically, you'll be able to eventually buy it on, like, iTunes and all these other things and put it as your alarm on your phone. And it'll be eventually have every day of the week as well as the weekend. So look out for it. And that's what I'm working on. One of the things I'm working on. Yeah.
Okay. I definitely need it as an alarm for me because – let me tell you something, okay? I don't get up. I hit snooze about 5 times. So, yeah,
this
I definitely hate friend. It's
too.
Monday. Hey, it's Monday, friend.
That's right. Monday, get yourself on up.
I love it. Well, Troy, thank you so much. But that was a great surprise. Thank you so much. Everybody, be sure to follow at Troy Weeks Music, at Troy Weeks Music, TROYWEEKESMUSIC on Instagram. Follow him right now. Listen.
Yes.
Listen, and listen.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And look, Asia, look, I'm still drunk off the juice. I'm over here drinking 100 proof Amsterdam.
Oh, you really
drunk
off the
juice.
Whatever. All right, let's go ahead and get into some Mr. Lolo with In the Know. What you got for us? Go ahead on. I got your background music.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
How you doing? Hello? Do you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Oh, wow, I love this music. It's so intimate. So, wait, do I start or do I wait for the music?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's Lolo within the known. So basically, this kind of falls into what we've been talking about as far as, like, what should be open, what shouldn't be open.
I don't know if a lot of you guys have heard, there was been a protest in Lansing, Michigan, which is where I'm from. I'm not from Lansing, but I'm from Michigan, and there was a big protest this past, I think, Tuesday or something. Basically, people of Michigan are feeling that the restrictions and regulations are a little bit excessive. Governor Whitmore has basically issued I don't even know what you call it, but basically only essential. So you were talking about church being an essential thing for people. So basically they're saying you can't go into like any sort of gardening center. You can't get furniture, carpet, paint. You can't go to like cabins,
wow.
If you have like a cabin or somewhere, or like, yeah. So basically they're just trying to really crack down because in the city of Detroit right now, it's really, really bad. I think in Detroit, it's one of at least three of the worst cities affected by this virus. So they just don't want people going out to places where it's absolutely not essential. So again, someone can make the argument, like we were talking about church. If you have to like paint your house, or you need to do some sort of remodel, you can go to certain places to get it like that are specially for that. So if you need to go to like a paint store, they're saying just go get what you have to get and leave. Don't like hang out anywhere. And
so Home Depot wouldn't be open.
Well, you could go to I think Home Depot is open. I don't know 100%, but they're saying like paint stores are open, but they're saying like only get the essential things. Don't go there and just like walk around and just like browse like you're just like window
got
shopping.
It,
like
got it.
Only get what you, like come in there with what you absolutely need and get out. And
this is not
who,
a hangout. This is a okay.
Yeah, and so they're just saying that there was a protest, like I was saying, and they just think that the governor is taking it too far, and people just feel that their rights are being taken away from them. And I was saying, because I was talking to some family members, you know, back home, and they don't. A lot of people don't like the governor, and they don't. I mean, for a lot of other reasons, even quarantine aside, they don't like her, but. I was saying that, like, we are in New York, we have a ban until, their ban is until April 30th, ours is until May 15th. So I was just wondering, like, how do you guys feel about that, you know, that we have 2 weeks added onto our sentence, basically. And do you agree with the fact that, like, you know, these restrictions, because I asked the question, too, well, there must be some reason as to why she wants people to be very, very strict about where they're going, what they're doing. We've been doing this, I would say, since, I think April 16 is when the first week of quarantine started. And
March,
I think New Yorkers
March
have been very 16. Vigilant. March 16, sorry, March 16. I think New Yorkers have been very vigilant, and I think, I mean, from what I've witnessed, I mean, my own experience, I think I've been very vigilant and very strict in myself. I only go to, like, supermarkets, liquor stores, because that is essential. How dare you disagree with me?
How dare you?
So I was just wondering what you guys think of that, that there's a state that's basically saying that, you know, it's not fair. We should be able to go here and there and do what we want to do and not congregate, but socialize with people. And they can't even go to, like, they have, like, a summer home. They can't go to, like, a summer home. So do you guys think that – what do you think about that? I mean, do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you think that
– Well, you know, to be completely honest, I'm kind of scared to give my opinion. Because if y'all knew what I did – on Easter Sunday, you probably would.
You went
and
hung out at somebody's house, didn't you? You went and hung out at somebody's house. That's a damn cookout or something.
I mean, at the end of the day, listen,
there you go.
You could
there
do
you
what
go.
You want to do. I'm. At the end of the day, we all have to be responsible for. No one will be responsible. We have to make a decision for ourselves. So any one of us can go to anyone's house and hang out and kiki and go here and go there. No, I mean, unless there's military outside of our house with a gun saying go back to your house. Technically, we could do whatever we want. I mean, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
So, if you're really like that bent on, if you're really that hell bent on going to a church, if there is one that's open near you, go live your best life and live, say your best prayer, and you do you, boo. I just don't want to put myself at risk as well as other people that I come in contact with. That's my thing.
So let me tell you this. Okay, listen. Now I'm not. No. Listen. I'm not in New York, but I would put money. Now the town that I'm in. It's a small town in North Carolina, okay? Now, I'm not even in Raleigh, the capital, okay? So this town that I'm in, we have a curfew of 5 p.m. to be inside. Let me say something. After 5 p.m., listen, 5 p.m., people just coming out, okay? They are shopping. They're going to restaurants, drive through. they're, you know, the people are not listening. So I can only imagine New York. I mean, now I know New York is, you know, but listen, that's millions of people. Those people, those cops or whatever, they are not maintaining millions of people. So I can let y'all know, even in New York right now, everybody's not inside. Everybody's not following the rules. Because you know what? Because I'm in a small town in North Carolina. And
are you in a town from
the rules? What happened?
Are you in the same town that the movie Footloose took place? Because it's like that what? Town that was under curfew. You can't dance because it's like illegal to dance. That's what it sounds like.
What town is that? What town is that?
No, the movie Footloose. The movie Footloose. Have you ever seen the movie Footloose?
I've never seen it.
It's a very good piece of cinematic history with Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon?
Oh, really?
Was that him, right? That's the thing, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, it was right. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I'll tell you what my mother told me when I was a child. If Tommy down the street jumps off of a bridge, are you going to jump off of a bridge?
Oh, my God.
But listen, I'm doing me. I ain't got time for
Tommy
or nobody.
Because you have to be responsible for you, though, baby boy. Like, you can't – forget about what everyone else is doing. You got to worry about you because ain't nobody going to protect you but you. Like, I mean, just because everyone else is going to be irresponsible and not follow the rules, oh, well, they're doing it. I'm going to do it. And then what? 2 weeks later,
but no, but
he
you know,
calls. He,
but
2 weeks
see,
later, he does the radio show from the hospital.
Oh, no, that's it. No, that goes back to our previous topic. See, my like I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual. So like I heard Joel Osteen today. Joel Osteen was saying, "Don't let these people, you know, what I'm saying, the media scare y'all. Y'all scared to do stuff." He's like, "Listen, Jehovah God, he rescued people from lions' mouth, from the whale. He rescued people from all this stuff." So why am I scared for? My thing is, I can't believe in God and then still be scared. I have to pick one
of
those.
Yes, you absolutely can. First of all,
oh really? I'm not scared. I'm not.
The only people you should be listening to.
I got a cocktail.
The only people you should be listening to are doctors and scientists. I don't know who Joe is.
Doctors and scientists, they are human beings. Listen, I'm listening to God, a higher power, because God is God.
You're the kind of person that listens to Dr. Phil. Okay, I got it.
I do. I listen to Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil, he's a human being.
You're contradicting yourself because you're saying God, but then you're saying listen to Joel Osteen, and he's...
No, Joel Osteen is preaching about the Bible. Who's drunk?
I'm a little bit drunk off of my juice. I'm a little bit drunk off of my
latte. I love it. Where's
you guys
Troy?
Know I'm a
Troy drunk off the juice? Okay, listen. No. Dr. Phil is speaking from a human platform. But
who
Joel
said anything
Osteen
about
is,
Dr. Phil?
Is,
no one's talking about. Okay, first of all,
me.
I said. Okay, well, Asia,
kind of
like girl, please. No one. Dr. Phil is when I look.
Dr. Phil is not a real doctor. That was the crux of the joke. Dr. Phil is not a real doctor.
Okay, well, can you come and supply that? Because he thinks when I listen to Dr. Phil, is like getting medical advice.
He's the kind of person that listens to Dr. Phil.
Who? Me or him?
True.
Child, this thing went to hell in a handbasket real quick. Alola. Anyway.
I listen to Dr. Ruth. You know who that is?
That's
the sex doctor, the little old lady.
Oh, I love her. She's so tiny.
That's my grandma.
I love you. Troy, I miss you. And Lolo, I miss you. And Asia, I miss you. Everybody, we miss you all. Listen, be sure to tune in to us, www.blogtalkradio.com/RHL every Sunday. We're here. We're keeping it real high first. Okay. We're going to go ahead and get into 10 ways you know you get up, but. That's at 100
ooh.
Proof. Okay.
This has been In the Nose Lolo, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Before we go, Asia, any last thoughts? Mm-hmm. Okay, go
about
ahead.
About what? Life?
I don't know. You might have had some last thoughts. I don't know.
I'm over here doing so many things. My certifications. I'm about to be a government contractor. Like, I'm over here getting to the money. Y'all playing. I'm using my time wisely.
Troy Weeks Music, thank you so much for your hey friend. I definitely need it every day. Okay, hey friend, wake up, it's Monday. Hey friend.
It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, we're coming for your life. Definitely stop there. When you see it, be supportive. I'm waiting for the quarantine to be over so I can shoot my music video for a new single that I've been working on for a while.
Ooh.
To get related, called Harlem Salsa. I'm Black and Puerto Rican from Harlem, so I have this dance single with a whole dance and everything, but I really need to, you know, do a whole full-on thing. It's a community video for the community, so I need the community involved, so I can't just, you know. But the good thing is, on a side note, I've been seeing myself out here in these streets in the know. I did a stock photo shoot a year and a half ago. It's an LGBT stock photo shoot, so it was a little bit, you know, out there and different. And I had two people come to me in the last week tell me that they saw me. One, I'm in a magazine, some magazine, I shared it on my page. I'm on the front page of their Facebook. And I was on a Color Swatch video for LinkedIn as well. I'm like, well, check this out. But so do stock photo shoots. Get yourself out there. I'm going to be in a billboard and don't even know it one day walking around. But,
we shoot for Times Square, baby.
It's coming. Times Square's coming. I did do a video. I did a magazine last year. I was featured in the magazine, but this year I'm going to be featured on the front cover. So that's in the works right now.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be on the front cover of the magazine this year. So yeah,
Ooh.
Hey friends, we out here.
Okay.
Doing the quarantine.
What? Okay.
I love it. 12 weeks music, everybody. Okay, Asia Lolo, y'all got anything? Y'all good?
Yeah.
What's up?
Please follow me on TikTok at Lolo Can Help. I would love to help you smile and laugh and to have you forget your problems for a moment or two, depending on how long my TikTok is. That's it. That's my shout out. That's it.
Asia, what you got, Asia? What you got?
Nothing much. Just working on some really dope professional endeavors that once I start to make some headway, I'd be more than happy to share that information with everybody, because there is no one way to get any kind of bag here in America, guys. You need to fortify your financial portfolio with multiple streams of income. I know that was a mouthful, but you can't rely on just your 9-to-5 to supply your life's needs, right? It's all about generational wealth. It's all about economic stability. It's always going to always be about making sure that you, your kids, your grandkids, and everybody else's kids in your lineage are okay financially. Now, whether they want to do what you've done or they want to just live off your money, that just speaks to how you bring them up. But, yeah, so I'm out here doing things.
Cool. Everybody, y'all follow me at I Am Z Fly. That's right. I Am Z Fly, and that's all y'all need to know. Okay, we're going to get the 10 ways you ghetto. I'm gonna go because I've been drinking this 100 proof. Let me tell you, quarantine is not, it ain't good for you. Okay, y'all ready? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Number one,
ready for this jelly, daddy.
Oh, wow.
Number one, okay. You know you ghetto if you ever beat your child at their own birthday party. Now, that's really sad. If y'all beat your child at their own birthday party, Asia, stop doing that.
Birthday party.
I don't beat her. She just got to go somewhere. go somewhere with yourself. Go sit down somewhere.
No, go somewhere. Number two, why does your grandma always show up at your house with a hickey on her neck? And now your grandma, she's showing up with a hickey on her neck. Okay, grandma.
Because daddy wasn't ready for that jelly. Okay.
Ooh, ain't she nasty? Grandma's, it's still wet. Number three, it might be a little suspect if your man just got out of prison and he gives you the best massage you ever had. Now, where did he learn that from? Asia.
From his bunkie. He better know it.
Bubba.
Yeah, man, because I ain't putting money on his books. He better toot that thing up, mommy make it roll.
That's messy. Hmm. Y'all wrong. Number four, stop asking your man dumb questions like, does these jeans make me look fat? Does this wig look okay? And can you pay my child support this month? Because no, it doesn't.
Who's asking? He's asking
ordering?
His boyfriend to pay his child support because ain't no man.
Not boyfriend.
Asking.
Wait.
He just said, can you
boyfriend?
Pay my child support? You just said asking
no.
him, can you pay?
That could no. I was talking about a girlfriend. His child. See how you do. Number five. See, I'm done with you. Number five. Stop being so picky. You get turned off by a man who has a unibrow, yet you're missing seven teeth. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Now listen. Okay. Right. Number six. You know, you ghetto, if you were so loud at the last Tyler Perry's movie that everybody asked for a refund. Now, listen, that funeral movie, that was the last Tyler Perry movie for Madea. Y'all was loud. Y'all was sad. Listen, everybody asked for a refund because y'all were just too loud for that. Mm-hmm. It's sad. Number seven, you teach the fifth grade. Try wearing a bra sometimes. Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Ew.
Cause you know what? No, stop. Cause you know what? Cause listen, the you know, the molestation is real. Number
oh,
eight.
Jesus Christ.
Number eight.
It's been done.
You may have.
It's been done.
Yeah, that's true.
You may have a filthy apartment if you can see the for sale signs on roach motels under your sink.
Oh.
Now listen.
Oh. The roaches don't even want to be there, honey.
They don't want to leave. They don't want to be there. Y'all house is nasty. But you know what? This is a great time to clean your nasty apartments in pandemic. Clean your apartment. You know, Clorox, Lysol. Y'all can't find it in the store. That's not my problem.
And please, people,
okay,
be cleaning your body. Jesus.
Oh, they're not. Because Lolo said he 2 days he ain't clean his body. Number nine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Number nine. Your dentist might be hood if he takes a couple of hits off your Twilight sleep oxygen mask to see if it's working. You know what I'm saying?
What's
okay.
this, Little Shop of Horrors? Is this Little Shop of Horrors?
I used to it. And number 10.
People.
Number 10. If the new girl is shooing flies away all night, fake an incoming call. I know that's right. Let me say something. Hello, what's wrong? Okay, oh, you need me to come right now? Okay, I'll be right there. Right. Cause let me tell you something. If she got flies all night long, she's nasty. Fake and incoming
she's
call.
A nasty
That's
girl.
My thing. Not nasty, is she? Not nasty. No.
Who is she? All
right, everybody. There you go.
All right,
keep
everybody.
It
right, we'll see
this.
You next Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Out of here.
Troy Weeks Music. Thank you so much for the hey friend. Y'all be sure to tune into that. Follow Troy Weeks Music at Instagram. Be sure to follow him. Thank you so much. I'll tune into y'all next week. Next Sunday, we hot and fresh, raw and fresh again. Bye.
Bye.